Let's pray. Father, help us as we look into your words, Ephesians 3, 1 to 13. Dalangin namin, Panginoon, continue to reveal your Son, Jesus, to us. And help us to see ang beauty ng gospel. And may your word bring delight, amazement, encouragement, praise, worship sa aming mind, sa aming heart, and sa aming will. In Christ's name, amen. Meron po akong giveaways na book. Ito po ay How to Apply ang Gospel, How to Live ang Gospel. And meron din po akong isang book na What is the Gospel? Ito naman po ang biblical definition ng Gospel. Ito, isa po ito sa best book na mababasa nyo about the Gospel. Ito po ay giveaway. You can approach me mamaya po kung interested kayo. First come, first serve. Kung maubusan po kayo, meron po tayo yung partner natin na bookstore. Yung Theology Matters po, lahat po ng book na gusto nyo, pwede nyo orderin sa kanila. I think 99% ng book na gusto nyo, ma-order ng ating Theology Matters. Tama ba yun, Carlos? Opo. So, kapag kinuha nyo po itong book, I encourage you, basahin nyo po. Huwag po tayong pumunta doon sa likod agad, summary. Okay, alam ko na. Huwag po ganun. Enjoy nyo po yung reading. Speaking of summary and shortcut and yung tinitignan yung likod, minsan ganun po ginagawa kapag hindi ako masyadong magbasa. And yan din po ang ayaw ng asawa ko. Yung pag nanonood po kami ng movie or TV series, ang ginagawa ko po, babasahin ko na po yung, i-google ko na ano yung plot ng story, ano yung nangyari, sino yung, ano mga, alam ko na kabilano na ending. So, ayaw na ayaw po ng asawa ko yun. Kapag nanonood kami, minsan iniinis ko siya, nagbibigay ako ng hint. Alam ko anong nangyayari. Papatayin ko yung TV. Huwag ka magsasalita. So, ayaw niya po nung mga ganong klaseng ano. So, meron kami pinapanood na parang detective po to, mind reader siya. Minsan kasi kailangan sabay kami manood, naiinip ako, binasa ko na po. Nakuha ko na kung sino si Red John or yung kalaban. Kung familiar kayo sa pinapanood ko. And while yung asawa ko, iniintay niya po yung progress ng story, ako alam ko na. Parang relax na po ako. No? Pero, sa tunay na buhay po, di mo po ba maganda na alam natin yung end? Di mo po, kung meron tayong superpower, gusto natin makita ng what is ahead of us. So, pwede tayo magbago ng desisyon, magbago ng ating ng life, mga gagawin natin, mga choices natin. Di ba po ba? Magaganda po na alam na natin yung ending. Kasi po ang tao, madalas po, ang isa sa common na ano natin is yung fear. Anxiety. Anxiety po is a fear ng uncertainty ng future. Di natin alam ano mangyayari. So, yun po yung anxiety. It's a fear ng future. Now, if you know po ang future, if you know na ang history ng mankind, ng tao sa mundo, ay nakasulat na po and appointed na, would you change your life? Would you reconsider yung mga opportunity, yung mga priorities mo sa buhay? If you know all this, would you do that? Ano ba ang plan ng Panginoon sa buhay natin? Ano ba ang plan ng Panginoon sa lahat ng ginagawa natin dito sa church, sa buhay natin, individually, corporately? Yan po ang prayer natin ngayon. Ang prayer ko po na for us, na makita natin yung glorious plan ng Panginoon sa ating mga Kristiyano, sa ating church. And yan po yung makikita natin sa ating passage as we continue po ang ating sermon series sa Book of Ephesians. Just to give you po ang recap last week, Ephesians 2, 11 to 22, nakita natin na yung cross ni Christ is centered sa lahat ng ginawa ng Panginoon na reconciliation and adoption to the family of God. And nakita natin na ang longing natin ng relationship, a loving relationship, and a place na we can call home, hindi natin makikita sa broken na mundo na to. Makikita lang natin kay Christ. Yun ang binigay ng Panginoon. Naging family tayo ng Panginoon, household of God, and a loving relationship with one another and towards God vertically. And yan po ay mapufulfill sa pagbalik ng Panginoon. And then makikita natin dito sa sa Ephesians 3 verses 1 to 13, i-explain sa atin ni Paul ano ba itong ginawa ng Panginoon na ito? Pakikita sa atin ni Paul na, hey, hindi ito plan B. Hindi dahil nag-fail yung plan ng Panginoon and gumawa ng bagong plan, okay, include ko na kayo. Hindi. Yun ang papakita ni Paul sa atin na God's salvation plan ay ginawa from eternity past. Yan po yung big idea ng ating ng ating sermon today. Ang main idea po is God's eternal plan, ano po yun? Is for Christ to redeem and gather people into one body, yung church, to display yung manifold wisdom ng Panginoon in and through the church. Nakita niyo po yung repeated word, church, church. So, dinivide ko po ito sa dalawa. Yung eternal plan, ano po yung eternal plan? Gather people from all nations into one body, the church, Jews and Gentile, verses 1 to 7. And then yung eternal purpose. Bakit gagawin ng Panginoon yan? Eternal purpose po is to display the manifold wisdom of God in and through the church. Thank you, Kuya Jim. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo sa Ephesians 3:1-13. Let's go to the first point. The eternal plan. Ano ba yung eternal plan ng Panginoon? Look at verses 1 to 7. Verse 1, for this reason. What reason? It points po sa previous verses, 11 to 12, yung ginawa ng Panginoon, reconciling one another, Jews and Gentiles, na dati na, you know, sa history ng mundo na, hindi talaga mare-reconcile to. Merong dividing wall sa kanila, yung mosaic law na naging distinction ng bawat ethnicity na to. So, sabi ng, for this reason, ginawa ng Panginoon na to, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ. So, yun po yung ano niya. So, for the reason ng inclusion ng Gentiles po yung reason na yon. Look verse 1 again. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner of Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles. Teka, Paul is a prisoner ng Rome. Right? Nakakulong po siya sa Rome. Naka-house arrest siya sa Rome. Sumusulat siya rito in prison. Pero why prisoner of Christ? Ang sinasabi ni Paul po dito na he belonged to Christ. Yung construction po ng word na yon na prisoner of Christ, kapag pinag-aralan po natin yung word na yun, ibig sabihin nun, Christ possessed Paul. Pag-aari siya ni Kristo. And that is true for all of us. We are in Christ. We are bought with a price. Sabi sa 1 Corinthians 6, we are bought with a price. So, pag-aari tayo ni Kristo. Yun po yung construction ng word na yon. Ang sinasabi niya rito na, yes, I am a prisoner ng Roman Empire, ni Nero. Pero ultimately, I am a prisoner of Christ. Lahat ng yan is under ng Panginoong Jesus. So, meron siyang ganung perspective si Paul dito. Paul is saying na ang imprisonment niya is dahil sa binigay na taas sa kanya ng Panginoon, dahil sa ministry ng Gospels for the Gentiles. Sabi doon sa last part ng verse 1. So makikita niyo yung bakit siya nakulong sa Acts 21, pinakulong siya kasi sinasabi raw ng mga ni Paul na huwag kayong sumunod sa Mosaic law, hindi niyo kailangan yan. So pinakulong siya ng mga Hudyo, dinala siya sa ng Romans government. So na sometimes po ang ginagamit ni Paul na mga word is slave or servant. Paul is saying his condition po and situation as the will of God. Hindi ito aksidente, hindi ito misfortune para sa kanya. Ito ay will of God. Part ito ng plan. Under the sovereign rule of God. It was not Caesar or Nero or Romans. It is God who ruled sa buhay ni Paul. So, ito po ay encouragement sa atin. Na to encourage na to see everything in the lens, through the lens ng God's perspective. A biblical lens to see everything sa buhay natin. If we are suffering, persecuted dahil sa gospel, look in the same way how Paul looks sa situation. Look at verse 1 again. For this reason, I, Paul, prisoner of Christ, for you Gentiles, then break. Kung pag-aaralan natin yung it's incomplete sentence po ito, itong verse 1 na ito. Ito po ay, he's about to start to pray. For this reason, 11 to 12, For this reason, bigla siyang stop. So, medyo abrupt po yun. Ha? Parang meron siyang biglang na-realize. Ha? Parang, teka, magpe-pray siya, na-realize niya na, wait. I want to make sure na kayo mga Ephesian na you understand the situation ko. Or, I want you to see how I see my situation. Being in prison, so maaaring na-realize ni Paul na sumusulat ako sa mga churches sa Ephesus about Christ, who we are in Christ, about grace, about riches, while in prison. Si Paul, parang spiritual father ng mga taga-Ephesus. He ministered sa Ephesus for more than 2.5 years. So, yung recipient ng letter na maaari na hindi nila naiintindihan or maaaring it will not make sense sa kanila. Si Paul, nakakulong, susulat sa amin about these riches. So, dahil being a Roman prisoner po that time is a shame. Shame po ito sa kultura niya sa time na yon. So, sa mata ng ibang tao, Paul's situation seems miserable. Pero kay Paul, tinitignan niya yung imprisonment na yon from God's perspective. So verse 1, he stopped in complete sentence. Then verse 2 to 13, parang yun po yung envelope na yun. Na yun yung, kaya siya na, biglang nag-divert sa sasabihin niya. Instead na mag-pray, bigla siyang na-divert po. Yun po yung laman ng 2 to 13. Para ipakita sa mga Ephesians yung kanyang situation. It's not a shame na nasa prison ako. Yun ang gustong ano ni Paul dito. It's not, hindi si Rome, hindi si Caesar. But ang buhay ko ay controlled ng Panginoon. Paano nasabi ni Paul yon? Tignan niyo po yung, nakita niyo po ba yung line? Alam ko lahat ng translation, almost meron pong line na gano'n. May hyphen po. It tells us na incomplete. Meron siyang ano, parang magpe-pray siya biglang, ano po yon? Kinat niya, abra po. So, verse 2 to 4, i-explain niya po sa atin na how God chose him for the mission ng eternal plan ng Panginoon. Verse 2, sabi niya, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you. Yung word po na assuming that you is a conditional po ito. Sometimes, if indeed, ito pong conditional na to is merong certainty. I'm sure, narinig nyo yan. Alam ko na alam nyo, ganun po yun. If indeed, kasi po, mahalaga po yung conditional na yan kasi pagpunta nyo po ng verse 13, makikita nyo kung ano yung sinasabi ni Paul. So, if indeed, I assume na narinig nyo to, yung stewardship of God's grace na binigay sa akin for you. So, Paul is a means ng grace ng Panginoon towards Gentiles. So, ang verse 2 ay connection po sa verse 30. Makikita po natin mamaya. Paul is certain po na alam ng mga na Gentiles na ito, sa mga taga-Ephesians, na alam nila kung ano yung istorya ni Paul. Verse 2, Paul tells us na God has appointed and given him yung task, stewardship po, ay may kahulugan po na parang manager po. Yun po yung stewardship. Responsibility ng manager to manage yung binigay na task ng Panginoon, yung plan ng Panginoon, sa redemptive plan ng Panginoon for the Gentiles. Yung steward po is someone who manage something na hindi sa kanya. Isa rin po itong language na ginagamit sa Timothy sa ibang letter niya na ito po ay patriarchal na sa household of God na yung may-ari ng bahay, yung father, yung patriarch, meron siyang steward, binigay sa kanya yon, ikaw ang magmamanage ng lahat. That steward po. Binigay ng Panginoon kay Paul, manage this. It's a task. Hindi po to option kay Paul na gawin ko ba to? Hindi. It's a must na gawin ni Paul. And ginagawa ito ni Paul with joy. So, yun po yung posture ni Paul dito. Verse 2, sabi sa kanya, sabi ni Paul, God gave him ng plan ng grace ng Diyos. And ang word na given is a word of God's sovereign action po. Given to whether you like it. It's nothing about you, Paul. It's a sovereign na binigay ko sa ito. Hindi dahil magaling ka, hindi dahil equipped ka, hindi dahil aral ka kay Gamaliel, hindi dahil theologically sound ka, I'm giving you this out of my sovereign choice. So ano po yung binigay ng Panginoon na task kay Paul? God's grace to bring the message of salvation to other nations, to Gentiles. And tong message na po ito is to publicly preach, proclaim to all the Gentiles. So, ang sinasabi ni Paul, I know na God gave me tong task na to, to manage and proclaim, task of proclaiming ang salvation sa inyong mga Gentiles. And tignan po natin yung verse 3. Alam ko rin na you heard na the mystery was made known to Paul by revelation. Hindi po ito napag-aralan ni Paul na parang eureka. Ah, hindi po ganon. It was revealed. It's a divine revelation. It's a gracious revelation ng Panginoon. Hindi po ito nahanap ni Paul na nakatago. God initiate ang action. I want you to see the progress, yung mga work ng Panginoon dito. So, yung revelation, it's by revelation, sabi niya, I have written briefly, which is, maaaring it pertains to, it pertains to sa 11 to 12, yung uniting, yung reconciling ng Jews and Gentiles, which is related din sa chapter 1, verses 9 to 10, na sinabi diyan, that God will unite all things under Christ. So, that is the mystery po na binigay kay Paul, na message kay Paul, the reconciling message ni Kristo. Notice niyo po yung verse 5, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations as comparison, it has now been revealed. Notice po yung repeated word na mystery. Alam ko po na ako po mahilig ako sa mga mystery. Mahilig po ako sa mga crime stories, na mga true to life investigation. Hilig ko po manood ng ganon. And ito pong mystery na to is na hindi po ito kagaya ng parang mga X-Files or mga alien na story. You can say na hidden truth. Hidden plan. Hindi po ito na impossible to know, parang ganun po. Ito po ay hidden plan ng Panginoon from the past. Makikita natin na how far yung past from eternity. Plan na po ng Panginoon ito. So makikita natin sa from 4, 5, 6, yung mystery, paano na-reveal ang mystery? By revelation, divine revelation from God, by the Spirit. It means po na hindi po ito invento ni Paul. Ito katuruan na to, hindi inimbento ni Paul. Hindi to gawa-gawa lang ng tao, ito ay galing sa Diyos. Hindi niya po ito nakuha, napag-aralan. Alright? So verse 4, Paul describe ang mystery na to as, ano po yun? The mystery of Christ. The mystery of Christ. So God revealed by revelation, divine revelation, ano po yung mystery na yun? The mystery of Christ, ang description ni Paul. And makikita nyo rin sa similar na ni Paul sa Colossians 2-3, the mystery is Christ Himself. Sabi doon, in whom are hidden all treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And sinabi ni Paul na sinulat niya to briefly sa, yun nga, nabanggit ko kanina, verse 9, 10, and chapter 1, and 11 to 12. Which is, nakita na po rin natin yung last week, na ang reconciliation ng Jews and Gentiles, ang ano nito is to create a new man, a new people for God, a new community na tinatawag na the household of God, in short, the church. Ito ang ginawa ng Panginoon. Which is, makikita natin, yun yung explanation ni Paul ng mystery na to. Verse 6, straightforward po yan. What is the mystery? The Jews and Gentiles are equal partakers and heirs and members ng family and partakers ng promises in Christ. Wala ba sa Old Testament ito dati? Paano naging hidden? Ang ibig sabihin po, hindi po isabihin walang plan na nakita sa Old Testament, dahil mayroon na pong hint from the Old Testament. Something concerning na God's plan to bring the nations, when I say the nations, is the Gentiles, the non-Jew, bring the nations sa salvation plan. Makikita niyo po yung Genesis 18, Psalm 67, verse 2, verse 4, 72, verse 11, Isaiah 11, verse 10 to 12. Marami pa po yan. Isaiah 60, Jeremiah 16. Pero, Ang point po rito, meron na siyang hint, pero hindi po clear na big picture po, na clear picture na paano gagawin ng Panginoon to. Sinulat lang nila yung aspect nung plan na yun. Na, yeah, one day, the Lord will bring non-Jew, then other nations, into salvation plan. So, ang mystery po is na to bring itong mga tao na to outside the covenant people of God in equal footing, equal na benefits sa salvation plan, sa blessings na bibigay ng pangako ng Panginoon. And now look at verse 5 again. It becomes clear po na revealed by God to the apostles and prophets, yung po yung napag-aralan natin last week na apostles and prophets po dito is hindi sila yung foundation ng church pero hindi po the person na apostle and prophet but the teaching ni reveal ng Panginoon ang mystery nito, ang gospel sa mga apostles and prophets, kaya sila naging foundation ng church. So the teaching from God, the message of salvation. And ang revelation na to is divine revelation by who? By the Spirit. I want you to see, notice, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, which is, kung babalikan niyo yung chapter 1, verses 3 to 14, na ang salvation is planned, accomplished, and effected by the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Again, nakita na natin yung triune God dito. So, verse 6, in-explain niya ang mystery na to, Jews and Gentiles, equal footing sa harapan ng Panginoon, salvation, ano po yung benefit na yun? Merong tatlong blessings. Fellow heirs sa mga promises and blessings ng Diyos with the Jews. Fellow members of the body, partakers of the promises in Christ. Blessing ng salvation, reconciliation. Ito pong tatlo na ito ay complete reversal ng ating condition sa chapter 2, verse 1 to 2. Tayo noon ay without God, without hope, separated from the covenant, people of God. Now we are equal. Equal sa Panginoon. Big deal po ito sa time nitong mga Hudyo na to. Dahil never nilang even inisip na makakasama nila ang mga non-Jew from the salvation ni Yahweh. From the Messiah. Messiah itself is a Hebrew, a Jew. So, he never nilang naisip. Kaya big deal ito. Alam nila na mayroong separation. What? Gagawin ng Panginoon to? Akala ko ba para sa amin lang? So, sa atin siguro parang di big deal to, pero sa mga tao na to, they know exactly. Kaya naman, makikita natin na ang ano ni Paul dito is he's parang sobrang ano siya dito sa message na to. Because he knows na ang message na binigay ng Panginoon is a matter ng life and death. A matter of heaven and hell. A matter of eternal destination. Kaya he is, para sa kanya, it's worth to give my life sa task na binigay ng Panginoon. Because gagamitin ako ng Panginoon for this glorious plan na ito. So, ganun nakikita ni Paul ang kanyang sarili in light sa ginawa ng Panginoon sa kanya. And in-acknowledge siya ni Paul na siya ay ginawang servant, hindi dahil sa kanyang katangian, but through, look at verse 7, through the working of His Spirit. Ang appointment ni Paul ay na-accomplished by God's powerful working sa kanyang buhay. Di ba po yan din ang truth sa atin ngayon? It is the powerful working ng Diyos sa ating buhay, kaya ka nandito ngayon. Kaya ka nakapaglilingkod. That's why you hanggang ngayon, you're calling in the name of the Lord. God is sustaining your faith. And yung work na yon is a sure na God will persevere you. Yun ang ina-acknowledge ni Paul. Andito ako ngayon, lahat ng ginagawa ko because of the powerful working sa akin ng Panginoon. All glory belongs to God. What can we make po sa lahat ng truth na sinabi ni Paul dito? Ang gagawin natin ngayon dito? Paano natin maano sa buhay natin ngayon to? Paul sees yung gospel is a life giver. Life giver sa nations na walang access sa Panginoon. Ito ang naging ang guiding purpose sa buhay ni Paul. Kaya, kung tayo po'y nakakaranas ng suffering, ng persecution, just like Paul, for the sake of the gospel, just like Paul, look sa situation mo, sa buhay mo, in the lens ng Panginoon, divine perspective. Paul is so captivated po sa grace ng Panginoon because he know who he was before Christ and he know na who he is sa time na to kay Kristo. Dati sabi niya, I was a blasphemer, I was a chief sinners. Ganun po niya kaano ang sarili niya. Deserving ng wrath and justice and judgment ng Panginoon. Kaya nung naramdaman niya, natikman niya yung grace ng Panginoon, sobrang amazed siya. And yung amazement sa grace ni Paul is the result ng work ng Panginoon. Hindi na siya lumayo doon. That governs his life. And nakikita natin na even ang ministry ni Paul, he acknowledged na it's a gift from God. Sometimes tayo parang pinapresent natin yung service natin, ministry natin, what we do sa church, sa kapatiran, na parang gift natin sa Panginoon. O Panginoon, nakita mo yung ginawa ko? Para sa yan. Pero si Paul, nakikita niya, gift ng Panginoon sa akin. It's a privilege for us to be part ng gospel work. From the history, the gospel ay nag-move forward even without us. So we have nothing to boast. It's a privilege. It should be joyful. What? Panginoon, sinama mo ako sa ganito? Dapat ka na ng post para si Paul. It's not because you're talented. It's not because you're special. Kaya ka dito na parang tasno ka. No. We are all recipient ng grace ng Panginoon. Because nakita ni Paul na God is a gracious, a revealing God, a loving Savior. Lahat ng action sa nangyayari po sa verses 2 to 7 ay gracious work ng Panginoon. And this work is planned from all eternity. Mga kapatid kay Kristo, there will be discouraging moments sa atin, sa season ng life natin. Pero just like Paul po, tingnan natin open natin yung lens natin, yung theological lens natin, biblical, yung truth na yun. Continue pa. Capture mo yung mind mo with the truth of God. With the truth of God. Alam ko, hindi po ganun kadali yun. Pero it doesn't mean mag-i-stay tayo doon. Di ba, totoo naman na, alam ko naman kung anong ginawa ng Panginoon. Alam ko na meron akong eternity future sa Panginoon. Alam ko na mahal ako ng Panginoon. Alam ko na all things works for good. Pero, di ba totoo na, minsan di natin maintindihan, ano? Hindi natin maano, bakit nangyayari ito? Minsan para tayong familiar kayo sa Psalm 73, I almost stumble, sabi nung psalmist. Nakikita ko yung mga wicked, yung mga non-believer, nagpo-prosper, pero ito ako. I almost stumble. Anong ginawa ng psalmist sa Psalm 73? But nung bumalik ako sa sanctuary ng Panginoon, then I realize ko, it's a realization ng eternity. I'm blessed because I'm part of God's plan. I am in Christ. So, hindi po ibig sabihin na hindi natin maintindihan na parang nahihirapan tayo. Mag-stay na tayo doon. Preach the truth sa'yo. Sometimes, madali tayong ma-dishearten. No? Parang ine-entertain natin sa isip natin na nawawala na yung katotohanan. Katotohanan about God and who you are sa Panginoon. As a church po, yung tatlong blessing po ng verse 6 tells us about, makikita niyo po yung prefix po nun, yung it's about together. Together, together, together. Together heirs, together members, together partakers. So yun po yung ano nung original ano po nun. It's a corporate affair. It's a unity. We walk together. We enjoy one another together as a church. What do you mean unity, Pastor? Unity in common cause. Unity to honor and glorify Christ, to proclaim the mystery of Christ, which is the gospel of grace and reconciliation. Unity kay Kristo. Hindi sa dahil pare-pare tayo ng hobbies, pare-pare tayo ng trabaho, dito ako yung mga engineers dito. No. Iba-iba estado ng buhay natin dito, pero ang common commonality natin is Christ. We are brought in because of Christ. So, wala po tayo ritong commonality. It should, yung realization na to na, let's try to grow and highlight po yung what is common sa atin, the grace of God in Christ. To humble us sa ating service. To steer yung affection natin towards others. To love the church. Serve the church and one another. Which is, alam ko na, many of you, or most of you, all of you are already doing in many different ways. Keep growing po, na magkaroon tayo ng servant heart and humility and affection towards the church. Because special po ang plan ng Panginoon for the church. For ang church po tayo, believers. One day po, ang eternal plan ng Diyos will be ultimately fulfilled. But for now, let's keep growing. Let's keep working. To live as a community po na united, reconciled, redeemed by God in Christ Jesus. Display ang glory ng Panginoon sa atin. Which is, yun po ang second point natin, the purpose. Ano po yung purpose ng eternal plan? Display the manifold wisdom of God in and through the church. Verses 8 to 13. Ano ba ang eternal purpose ng eternal plan ng Diyos? To create a new people for God. Tapos, bring into one body, a church. And through the church, display the manifold wisdom of God. That's straightforward po, yun ang sinabi ng text. All over po, ang buong Ephesians po, ang kabuuan po niyan is to create a new man, church, and display God's glory. Yan po ang sermon title series natin. Display the glory of God in and through the church. Tingnan po natin yung verses 8 to 13. Tingnan natin yung purpose. Una, anong po purpose? To preach the message of salvation. The gospel of Christ. Na bakit ni-reveal kay Paul to? Anong gagawin mo dyan sa ni-reveal ko sa'yo? Preach. Preach. Verse 8, Paul says na he is the very least of all saints. Ang saints dito simply means Christian. Alam ko po, marami sa atin meron tayong understanding na parang Catholic background na, saints, parang a super saiyan na Christian, o extra special Christian. Hindi po ganun. Ang word na saint po is a common, ang pagka sumusulat si Paul, gaya ng Epheso, to all the saints in Ephesus, to all the believers. Ang word po na saints is set apart. Sinet apart for what? For the purpose ng Panginoon. Yun po yung saint. You, kung ikaw ay Christiano, you were set apart by God for a purpose. That's saints. So, hindi po special lang saint. You are a saint. If you are in Christ. So, sabi niya, I'm the very least. Yung word po na very least, parang double, ano na yun, sobrang mababa, pinakamababang, sobrang baba. So, bakit? Bakit naman? Baka naman false humility yan ni Paul. Ano, hindi po false humility. Dahil even sa elsewhere, sinabi niya na, hey, imitate me. Imitate me. So, meron siyang ganun. So, ang kanyang humility is, in light sa context of being a servant, a steward, a minister ng Panginoon, na pinili siya ng Panginoon. So, again, ano po yung purpose na yan? To preach. Ano po yung ipipreach? To preach. Ang word po na preach dito is euangelisastai. Galing po yun yung word na euangelion, like eulogy. You give a good word, eulogy. So evangelion, simply means gospel. Good news. Preach, ang word po is galing sa word na euangelion, good news. Ano po ipipreach? The good news. Hindi po tayo magpipreach ng iba. It's not about health and wealth, prosperity, positive thinking. Ang sinasabing ipreach, the good news of salvation in Christ. The word itself, galing sa good news. So, I don't have to memorize yung word na yon. So, ang word na yan po ay rooted po doon sa gospel. Yun ang kailangan natin i-preach, ang nireveal ng Panginoon, na saving message ng Panginoon. So, what is the gospel? Andito po yan sa book na ipamimigay ko. Bakit ito good news? Ang gospel po, Paulito na sinasabi, is about the person and work of Christ para saan? To save His people, saan? From sin. Sabi doon sa Matthew 1.21, oh, buntis si Mary, pangalanan mo siyang Jesus. Why? For He will save His people from sin. That's exactly. Jesus means Yahweh saved, the Lord saved. Saved from what? From sin. Ito ang problema nating lahat. Sin. So, ano po yung work ni Kristo rito? Ang work po ni Kristo rito is, ang law po, ang yung pag-break natin sa requirements ng Diyos na perfect obedience, may dalawa po yung requirements. Ang requirements po is to fulfill ang law perfectly. Yun po yung ginawa ni Kristo. Sinatisfy niya, I will do the perfect work. So that I can give you my righteousness. Yung robe ng yung exchange na yun. And another, a second implication ng law ng Panginoon is justice, wrath, judgment sa pag-disobey. Sinatisfy rin ni Jesus. Yung dalawang ano ng law na yun, perfection and judgment, sinatisfy ni Christ. Paano sinatisfy? By death. The wages of sin is death. Sabi ni Christ, I will die for my people. Take the wrath of God. Kaya yung familiar sa word ni Paul is a propitiation. You appease ng Panginoon na, Panginoon, tanggalin mo yung wrath nila sa kanila. Bigay mo sa akin. I will die for them. That's the gospel. Life, death, pero hindi natapos yun. Sabi ni Paul, kung walang resurrection, nandito pa tayo sa kasalanan. Walang hope. Kaya, the gospel also is that, pero hindi siya nag-stay dead, He rose from the dead. Ang sinabi ron, tinanggap ng Panginoon yung offer na yung sacrifice. Kung familiar kayo sa Levitical Old Testament sacrifices, to ano yung sin ng Israel, that exactly is a foreshadow of Christ. Sinacrifice niya yung sarili niya, and He rose from the dead. Ang implication nun, He destroyed yung death. Anong sabi ni Paul sa 1 Corinthians 15? Ano yung last enemy? Death. He destroys death by His resurrection. That's the last enemy ng tao. He destroys sin, death, and Satan. It sounds in Genesis 3. Exactly. He will destroy ang sumira sa good creation ng tao. And that is the gospel. And when He resurrected, He is sitting on the right hand of God, reigning, and one day He will return. That's hope ng bawat Kristiyano. First time mo narinig to, let's talk. We'll explain sa iyo, and this is a wonderful truth na for you to decide. So, ang response, ang hinihinging response sa atin ng gospel is, ito, I'm offering you ito, gospel, the person and work of Christ, now decide. Anong gagawin mo rito? Anong gagawin mo? Your sin, walang sino man na pwedeng mag-alis sa iyo niyan to satisfy ang requirements ng Diyos ng perfection and justice, kundi the man, the God-man, Jesus Christ. He's the perfect mediator natin. So, ino-offer sa atin to, kung if you're not a Christian, presenting Christ sa table, hey, try to consider this. Try to consider. You will stand before God one day. So, ano po yung ipipreach? The unsearchable riches of Christ. Yung message na, ano yung unsearchable riches of Christ na yan? I don't know. Hindi ko po alam. Kasi si Paul mismo nagsabi, unsearchable. Yung unsearchable na yun na parang incomprehensible. Yung po ibig sabihin nun. So, hindi ko po alam. Unfathomable. Hindi natin ma-measure. Kasi ang sabi po sa atin dito, it's more than you can imagine ang riches in Christ. It's more than you can imagine. Limitless. The love of God in Christ is in the superlative degree na hindi mo may, ang daming zero sa calculator na hindi mo kayang i-measure, hindi mo kayang bilangin. So kaya hindi ko rin po alam yun. Pero ang point dito is, oh, try this. Subukan mo. It's immeasurable. So, we are to preach and proclaim ang gospel with the intention to highlight yung richness na ginawa ni Kristo and to proclaim, to bigay sa mga tao na nakakasalamuhan natin with clarity. I-present po natin yung loving and gracious message ng gospel. Yung message ng salvation. Verse 9, another purpose. To bring to light. More than preaching, need natin ng articulation. Need natin ng, clear na explanation to make it plain sa hearers. Alam ko po, many of us dito is a strong believer ng regeneration is the work of God alone. Yung regeneration po, yun po yung simple word na common word, the born again. You must be born again. Otherwise, you cannot even see the kingdom of God, sabi ni Jesus. So, paano tayo ma-born again? Sabi niya, wala kang magagawa. Just like yung earthly birth mo, wala kang magagawa ron. It's the work of God. Alam ko lahat tayo naniniwala dyan. Marami sa atin strongly believe sa regeneration is a monergistic na pag-aralan natin yan sa last, natin, ng equipping class. Pero sometimes, yung theological grid natin na yun, pagdating sa evangelism, sa sharing na, bahala ang Panginoon yan. Share ko lang to, I'm done. It's not my work. That's true. It's not my work. Hindi natin role to convert ang isang tao. Hindi po mali yun. Pero ang point ko rito, yung burden ng clarity, yung burden na maging clear ang message is nasa atin. To be faithful sa message is nasa atin. Don't ano yung theological grid mo na okay lang. Pero ang burden nito, we need to be clear. Bring light na to make it plain sa tao. So, let's try po. Sa evangelism class natin, every night, umatin po tayo, helpful po sa atin to how to understand evangelism. Sino ba ang author ng gospel? Ano ba ang gospel? Sino ba ang target? Ano ba ang work, role ng tao, role ng Diyos sa evangelism? So, I invite you, join us for every 9 a.m. kung merong question. That's a good time for us to grow sa question and answer and teaching ng ating mga pastor. So, again, ang burden po ng clarity na sa atin, ang burden ng to be faithful, to be make it plain, na sa atin po. Look at verse 9 again. Look how Paul ended ang verse 9. He says, God is the creator of all things. I think kasi sinasabi ni Paul dito is, since God has created all things, even itong new creation na to, itong new man na to, creation ng new man, ay included din doon sa sovereignty ng Panginoon, ng Creator, the Church, the new people of God, a new creation of God. Yun po yung language na ginagamit dito. Possibly ito ay to remind ang mga Ephesians na ang Diyos is in control of everything and ang revelation ng mystery, the creation of the new humanity, ay according sa plan and timing ng Diyos. Nakita niyo, magkaroon na ng timeline dito. And now, before, but now. In other words, itong plan na to was to create a new entity, a new people of God, and yung timing po was to reveal sa New Testament era. The time of the apostles and New Testament prophets, sa time ni Paul, ni-reveal na po ito. That's ni Paul. And also, ang creation na to is sustained by the Creator, by the one who is the Creator of all things. Importante po kay Paul ang theology ng omnipotence ng Panginoon. All power, almighty. Dahil he depends sa Panginoon. Sa enabling power ng Panginoon, sa kanyang proclamation ng gospel, sa kanyang task na binigay ng Panginoon, dependent siya. Ito ang paulit-ulit na tema ni Paul. Another purpose, look at verse 10 to 12. So that, pag nababasa niyo sa Bible yung so that, alam niyo yun. Buguitan niyo, reason, purpose. So that, bakit pinagagawa ng Panginoon lahat ito? Bakit dinesign ng Panginoon from eternity, itong message, i-proclaim mo ito, magkikreate, ang message na ito will create a new people for God, the church. Bakit? So that, verse 10. Through the church, the new people of God, for God, madi-display ang manifold wisdom ng Panginoon. Ano ba yung manifold? Manifold is, ang ano po nun is colorful, or multifaceted. Manifold wisdom. Yung po yung wisdom na immeasurable, again, marami po. So, to display ang manifold wisdom, kanino? To, verse 10, the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. Ano yun? Mga nag-CG, ano? Marang ating, rulers and authorities na to. Heavenly places. Ganun na ang ano. So, through the church, through us, yung manifold ng wisdom, na wisdom ng Panginoon madi-display, not in the future, yun ang sinabi, now. Now. Sa mga oras na to, now, be made known to whom? The rulers and authorities in the heavenly place. Ano po yun? Manifold, yun nga po yun, ang rulers and authorities dito, ginamit din ni Paul sa chapter 6. Sabi niya, we don't wrestle against the flesh and blood, but against the cosmic power of evil in the heavenly places. This means na ito ay could mean na both the good and evil powers. Sabi sa 1 Peter 1 verse 12, even the angels is longing to see ang redemption na gagawin ng Panginoon. 1 Peter 1:12. They long to see. Hindi rin nila alam ang mga angels. And yung even evil powers naman, nung nakikita nila itong unfolding ng mystery, ng plan ng Panginoon, is nakikita na nila yung kanilang destruction, yung defeat. So, nire-reveal to both the angels to increase ang worship nila sa Panginoon and mga evil to makita nila na yung destruction nila because of the work of Christ. So, what is interesting po dito na yung means ng display ng wisdom ng Panginoon to heavenly rulers and authorities sa heavenly realm through the church. Wow. We are part of something bigger than light na alam natin sa mundo na to. Paano ma-display ang wisdom ng Diyos through us? By displaying the reconciling work of Christ na re-reconcile tayo sa isa't isa and to God. And binigyan tayo ng mga practical ways ni Paul dito. Paano niya ma-display? Makukuha po natin yan pagpunta natin sa start ng chapter 4. Ito po, chapter 4 to 6, this is how you live ngayon as a new creation, as a new people for God. This is how you live from 4 to 6 chapters. So, to display po is meron tayong mga the way we live ay iba na rin po. Look at verse 11. This was according to God's eternal purpose that He realized. Itong purpose na to, from eternity past, hindi pa tayo nag-exist, plano ng Panginoon, and na-realize in Christ Jesus. The plan, eternal plan, is in Christ Jesus. Ang purpose to display God's wisdom and glory and great plan ng Panginoon from eternity in Christ Jesus, redeeming the church through the church. Mga kapatid, we are part ng glorious eternal plan ng Diyos bilang church. Let's display ang greatness na to now. Are you excited po? Parang hindi, ano? Ano ba sinasabi mo, Pastor? Mga angels na, pero this is the plan. A glorious plan. Kaya ganoon nila po yung confidence ni Paul dito, yung posture ni Paul na how he sees things and situation niya sa life. Because he knows every event sa life and ng church is under the providential care ng Panginoon. Nothing is outside ng Panginoon. Nakita natin yun sa sermon series natin sa Esther. Yung providence ng Panginoon to save His people, to sustain His people. Hindi na mention sa Esther na nandun ang Panginoon, pero every event ng life na yon, it's the hand of God who works. That's how Paul sees ang kanyang life, ang bawat nangyayari even sa church. So, minsan nararamdaman natin ganun na seems God is absent, pero yun po yung reality. God is at work. Dahil nothing, no one can stop ang plan ng Panginoon to bring glory to His name through us. Look at verse 12. In whom, yung faith natin kay Christ, binigyan tayo ng access and confidence and boldness before God the Father. It reminds us po ng Hebrews, ano po? Hebrews 4, 16, Hebrews 10, 19, na we have a certain and sure access sa Diyos who holds and sustains all things. Meron po tayong ganitong privilege. Hindi na po tayo kagaya ng Old Testament people na merong fear and trembling ng terror na hindi sila makalapit sa Diyos. Pero ngayon ang binigay, you have access. You have access because of your yung unification mo kay Christ because you are in Christ. Isn't it beautiful po? Do you see how glorious po yung plan ng Panginoon? Now, paano po natin i-apply ulit itong mga truth na to? Paano nito i-dictate ang buhay natin? Anong gagawin natin sa mga sinabi ni Paul? Look at verse 13. Ito po yung dapat nakaruktong ng chapter, ng verse 2. Sabi niya, if indeed narinig mo kung ano yung ginawa ng Panginoon, which is in-explain niyang ganon, I ask you. Look at verse 13. Na, don't lose heart. I ask you not to lose heart over what I am suffering. Nakakulong ako ngayon? Mukha akong kawawa sa mata ng tao? No. No. It's the work of God to bring glory to His name. Remember nung encounter ni Paul sa road to Damascus? Sabi niya, pakikita ko kay Paul how much he will suffer for the sake of my name. That's exactly. At tinatanggap ni Paul yun. So, ang sinasabi ni Paul, relax, chill. Dinivert ko yung sulat ko sa inyo kasi naiisip ko na baka hindi nagme-make sense sa inyo kung ano yung situation ko. Chill. Relax. God is in control. And one day, God will unite all things under Christ. So, crossroads, church, you are part of God's plan, eternal plan and purpose. We are the means of God na to display ang glory ng Panginoon. Mga kapatid, I want to encourage you na magkaroon tayo ng high view ng church. Magkaroon tayo ng high view ng church. This is how Paul presents ang church. This is how God planned for the church. Huwag natin gawing burden yung pagpunta sa church. Huwag gawing checklist na, ito na, religious activity ko, church. No, make every service, every gathering, make it be a worshipful experience. Kasi this is a greater, grandeur, glorious na plan ng Panginoon. Be a worshipful experience. That's the reason you are here, to worship the one true God, to behold God in the face of Jesus Christ. You're part ng something bigger than you can imagine. Now, mga kapatid, let's encourage everyone. We are called to proclaim and make clear ang life-giving and gracious message ng gospel. Nakikita ni Paul to na worth giving his life. We are called to proclaim, preach, and reach the lost with the gospel. Ano itsura nito sa buhay mo ngayon? Sa atin. I remember Jim Elliot, missionary. Si Jim Elliot po ay isang passionate na evangelist na who follow God for sa ano niya ng obey God for the mission. Ang ginawa niya, ipack all his bag, kung ano yung gamit niya, pumunta siya sa Ecuador, nag-mission siya doon with his friends with the intention to bring the gospel hope sa mga tao na to. At dinala niya yun sa people of Waudanis. Ito'y violent na tribe itong mga tao na to. Very violent. Yung Aucas. So, kasama ni Jim Elliot yung apat na kaibigan niya. And you know what happened nung nag-mission sila? They were brutally killed by these people. Pinatay sila ng mga tao na mismo na gusto nilang share ng gospel hope. And after less than 2 years, ang asawa niya, si Elizabeth Elliot. Baka pamilyar kay author, maraming book, may sinulat siyang book, maganda yung book. Pumunta sa same na tao, na lugar. Pumunta siya doon, kasama niya anak niya. And nag-share, naging gospel missionary sila ron. So, one of the man na pumatay kay Jim. Ang pangalan niya po ay si Minkaye. Isa siya sa pumatay sa asawa ni Elizabeth. Now he's a pastor. I remember no sa Redeemer noon, may in-interview si Pastor Dave. I think mag-asawa. Sabi niya, may usapan. Yung mag-asawa na yan, parang they will leaving na ng Dubai. They were leaving ng Dubai to do a gospel work sa ibang bansa. Hanggang ay naalala ko yung sinabi ni Pastor Dave. Sabi ni Pastor Dave, I'm encouraged sa inyo. You are not wasting your life. You are not wasting your life. Meron tayong itong mga kaibigan, friends natin, dito sa Dubai. They grew up dito sa Dubai, young, educated, comes from a well-off family, young couple with young daughter. Actually, nag-guest siya sa atin a few months ago. Ang pangalan niya si Andre Ramos. They chose, naiwan nila yung buhay nila and take the gospel sa Iraq. They gave their life for the cause ng gospel. To bring yung message ng reconciliation to other nations. Hindi ko po sinasabi na ito lang ang only way to be a Christian, na pumunta ako sa mga dangerous, hindi po. Ang point ko po rito is, what is your desire right now? Bilang Kristiyano. Knowing na ito yung plan ng Panginoon from eternity to bring you to the household of God for a purpose to move forward with the gospel. Ano ang itsura mo sa ngayon? Ano ang itsura natin ngayon? There are people who give the life, including Paul. Kasi alam nila what will happen. Alam na nila ang end. Alam na nila ang purpose. Alam na nila ang cause. Hindi nila na-waste ang kanilang life. Again, I invite you sa class ng evangelism. I want to steer yung inyong affection, yung heart for the lost. Yung articulation natin sa evangelism, sa gospel. As we conclude, now that alam na natin how the history will end, ang triumph ng Panginoon, the triumph of God, with us, kasama tayo, God will unite all things under Christ, ipupulpil ng Panginoon yung eternal plan na yan. Would you consider, reconsider, ang priorities ng life mo? Would you do that? Would you change the way you see ang buhay mo at ang mundo? Yan po yung advantage natin eh, bilang mga Kristiyano. Alam na natin yung ending. Nabasa na natin. Alam na natin ang mangyayari. Alam na natin sino kalaban, sino ang hero. Yan po ang advantage ng Christian. Meron tayong blueprint ng plan ng Panginoon. This is how it will end. Let me encourage you po sa sinabi ng isang author na si Graham Goldsworthy. Ang sabi niya sa book na Gospel-Centered Hermeneutics, sa page 223, Foundations of Evangelical Biblical Interpretation. Ang sabi niya, history is not the story of God's trial of something good that failed, thus requiring Him to come up with an emergency package as an afterthought. Listen to this. God's ultimate plan, or ultimate creation plan, was not Adam and Eve in the garden, in the Eden, but Christ in the gospel. God's plan from all eternity was the new creation and a people created and redeemed in Christ. The blueprint of creation and all of history is the gospel. The gospel. God proclaimed to us how this history will end. It's all about Christ. It's all about being in Him. Mga kapatid, let me leave you with the words ni C.T. Studd. Ngayon, alam natin na if all things is all about Christ, then our wisdom should tell us na we should give our life, our energy, our priorities, everything for the cause of Christ. Sabi ni C.T. Studd, only one life. One life, it will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. Mga kapatid, our life is not just to watch ng videos, YouTube, Facebook, games, aimless scrolling, social media. There are greater things that you can devote your time with. Lastly, kung nandito kayo, if you are not a Christian, let it be a warning sa'yo. A gracious warning sa'yo. A loving warning. Because itong same Christ, the same Christ is the same man who will judge all men. Sabi sa Acts 17:31. God appointed ang time at ang judge, that is Christ. He's the same man na sinasabi ko sa iyo ngayon, if you are not in Christ. One day, sabi ni Paul sa Philippians, one day, all people, believers, non-believers, all knees will bow down sa Christ na to. Seek for forgiveness. All knees will bow in heaven, on earth, and underneath. All tongues will acknowledge that Jesus is Lord. Some will bow down in worship. Some will bow down in terror. Don't be on that side ng terror. Right now, merong opportunity to be united kay Christ. This same Christ will be a terror sa'yo on the day you stand before Him. If you are still outside kay Christ, I want to urge you, consider mo, be reconciled with God. Seek forgiveness. Surrender everything, Panginoon. Bow down to Him in repentance and faith. Faith means trusting na lahat ng ginawa ng Panginoon, giving you everything, I trust lahat, itataya ko lahat para kay Kristo because He is the only hope I have. That's trusting. It's a loving invitation sa'yo. You are far off sa Panginoon. Yan estado mo. Take part sa eternal plan ng Diyos. Let's pray. Oh Father, how inscrutable, unsearchable, unfathomable ang wisdom. Thank you for extending salvation to all of us. We are undeserving, but you chose to give us ng grace. And you have given us ng privilege to be part ng glorious plan to unite all things under Christ. What a privilege, Panginoon. May we be captivated ng amazement and worship sa bawat araw as we behold ang mystery ng iyong salvation in Christ. Now, Ama, may our life as a church be a theater of your wisdom and glory to the watching world, to the rulers and authorities. And for those who are not yet in Christ, Father, by your Spirit, open their eyes and heart to believe in Christ for reconciliation and salvation. In Christ's name, Amen.